Hello there. And what is up? You got Mr. King, Bad Weekend, DJ, Heyoka King, podcast, rolling up, episode 4. You already know. You already know what's going on. Have you ever just been chilling, hanging out, and then something goes wrong? It makes you get all lost in the haze. And now you don't know what to do or what to say. Why's it gotta be like this? Oh? I was hanging out with my friends. And friends are hanging out with me. They were stressing out about their problems. I was stressing out about my money. We were talking out about how to chill and how to consume food. But now, if I think about if I was still there, I wouldn't know what to do. Because, yeah, I may have been doing drugs. And I may have had fun. But that was in the past so long ago. And all the things that I've done. Problems. I can't run away. Unless I'll just sit in there. Lost in the blurry thing haze. What's up, kid? Remember me? All you need to know is just don't be evil. How attractive is the world easily thrown in front of you? How attractive is the world that you must pursue? How attractive is the world that you only know about? Because you don't have the fear to try to understand it. Can you detach the world in your mind? Can you detach the world from your soul? All I know is get lost in my head thinking about all this shit. I'm not coming off as a bad guy. They just want you to feel so perfect for them, but where are they doing that? They will get you stuck in that mindset. And then you hang out. And you're conditioned by how people made you think. They said, yo, think like this. And you drink their poison, and you become what they want you to. And you say, just one bit, better hold up, looking around things again, fucked in my head, from all the things you do. And you've said, in all that time, I thought we spent, you said you loved me, but it was a joke, just drilling in my head. Why did you have to lie and be mean? Why did you have to be fucked up and try to gaslight me? Now my brain is like jelly and it does not work. You hang out in a world with people that they understand what manipulation is, but they don't understand that not everybody in the world is dumb and can't see through manipulation. Some people, it's either happened to in the past and they garner the experience, know what's going on. And they don't like it when you stand up to them and be like, yo, fuck off. I will destroy you. I will destroy you with a gun. You will be dead.
I'll kill you. I'll fucking kill you. And they don't like that. It makes them upset. Whoa. So what do we do about this? Hi there. My name is blank. I'm not sure if you remember this, but a long time ago, your music was used in the Silent Hill film for the game Fallout New Vegas. I wanted to ask if it was possible to use your music for an upcoming that I, myself, and a few others are developing. We'd credit you, of course, as 100% we both are amazing. Exactly. Actually, I'm putting money into myself. I'm going to put very business, if not. Just make sure it's my fucking music. And it's my content. Is the label if it someone else's don't because you need to give them permission to get that release of content to utilize their permission to do so. Don't you understand that the ding, doggo, it's holding up. Hey, I know you. You're that friend of mine. Where did you go? You've been gone for so long. I see. Stuck in the world of the past, huh? Your dismembered memories, disillusions of your head. Gone! Those red tangents can't bring you anywhere. You won't find peace going someplace where you can return. But there's no one else there. Tethered by that divine control, the manipulation of what the world once was, when you're in the moment and you're having fun. And you think, I'm unstoppable, I'm in love, I'm on drugs, I'm chilling, I'm working, I'm listening to cool music, I'm eating McDonald's every now and then. I'm chilling, the world's affordable. It just snaps out of reality. Ego check. Don't be such a destructive asshole. All the girls you dated while you were on drugs, they are sober. They don't do drugs anymore, King. Maybe you're right. Yeah. Maybe I understand that. Conniptions in my brain. And I don't want to feel bad. That the past is the fucking past. Now I'm inside of level 5. This place. The melancholy chamber of thoughts and reason. You go to this place to ponder shit. Hey. Just remember, and it was the stillness, the fucking stillness of the melancholy antechamber. The Heyoka King found himself thinking, none of this can serve me. None of this has use besides reflection. And how much reflection do I need before I can take action and embrace new, exciting things in my times? Holding me back, these experiences make me want to scream and cry. I guess some of them were alright. Did I get stressed out? Because there's fucking more I want to do, alright? You can see that I'm distasted with my life. You can see it pulsating in my eyes. The Heoka King recognized that his life was not necessarily bad or uneventful, but he was in an area where people didn't want to live. Back in the day, it was the drugs. Then it was to live. Before it was drugs to sit down. Then it was drugs to live. Now it's drink and feel like a gangster by getting high and drunk and being mean. Yo, I'm a gangster. I did bad things back in the day. Did you understand that I'm a bad little bitch and you know that I'm insane?
Yo, what's up? My name is Michael. I like to smoke meth. I like to smoke crack.
I'll give you some drugs. Give me attention. Not really a problem with Ryder to walk into the world seducing those that are seduced by darkness. But then again, it ain't difficult to seduce those seduced by darkness in the first place. The sun rises up, and it's not like a sun I've seen. It's a bright, happy sun. A sun of the golden rays fade back into a white, depressive glance of illumination. Reiner was imparted with seeing the happiness sun for about 7 seconds. The amber healing light came in, and now it's once again fucking gone. Will we always be in love?
Probably not, babe. I always got someplace I gotta go.
Oh. Just love my baby. But she liked doing drugs and being a thug.
You probably never understood this. I don't know if I'm actually insane or what is wrong.
The Heoka King fixates on one important thing for you all to fixate on. Just because bad things happened in the past doesn't mean that you can take your feelings from the past into your mentality, into your consideration of your actions in later on life. Yeah, something may have fucked you up. But where is it now? Seriously. Where is it?
We're lost.
The Heoka King podcast says to you, keep your mind strong by living and embracing the moment, not by reacting and storing the memories of moments in your head. It's because I'm young. I'm not a bad guy. I just don't like the government. And then they said, you, what's up? What's up? What's up? The world's awesome. Didn't you know? And I'm like, dude, you stay at home all day. I don't know if I want to be like you. I want to see the world. And they say, you got to pick and choose your battles, boy. And I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? This doesn't sound like a battle. This seems like conditioning that I had to deal with because that's just what's going on. I'm being conditioned to deal with this shit. Oh. So you, the strong Mr. King, decided to come into here and become problematic. No fucking way. This just already was problematic from the start, man. Could you really love a dead girl?
What you need to tell me?
The sustain pedal seems to be 100% operational. What's going on? You got these joysticks and the keys and the beat pads. Change the octave and the tempo. Repeat that now. Turn that off. I'm using the sustain pedal. What's this all about? Oh, the modulation, the octave, down, swing, division, latch, sync, pad controls for the pad. Boing, boing, boing. Program change. What is up? What is up? Program select. You already know. Press the keys. You know, I get stressed out because the world just seems a little strange. You can see the truth leering on my face. And sometimes I just want it to go away. I don't know what to do anymore, and I don't know what to say. Truth's been entertaining in my brain. And I've gone insane as I think about all the shit that's gone on and how it's all gone. And I think, what comes next? Because I'm lost.
Mr. Hioka King travels to the next land.
Again and again, a seamless string of events, meaning people that have stayed in their town their entire fucking life. What's up? I like to spend money. Cool. What's up? I like to find something out of life. Have you found anything yet?
Where are you going next? We can't find you.
Oh. Super black strong coffee from Death Wish. Death Wish Coffee. This episode of the Hioka King podcast is brought to you by Death Wish Coffee because when you need something that will kind of wake you up like crack cocaine, just drink a black cup of this coffee and you'll feel like the cocaine, and that's good.
There you go. Did you know that Ryder King speaks into the microphone a little something like this?
I'm getting sad, dog. And yet sad because I wanted these things to last more time. The problem is we want things to last longer than they're willing to serve us. I haven't even changed my fucking calendar yet. The limitation of my mind. Oh, holy shit, the new moon is when my fucking dentist thing comes out, huh? Dento. Shit, I'm probably gonna live it really well to do me anyway.
Maybe really want to let me stay. Oh.
What's up? It's the 9th day of the month. And the next week is halfway through the month. Then you got the 3rd quarter of the month. There's only 5 days left. No fucking way. No fucking way is life that fucking fast. It ain't fast, dog. It's scripted amounts of time in which you can get a lot done if you focus. Yo, I am trying to focus, they say. They say I'm trying to do that shit. I'm trying to get that shit done. Self-reflection. I'm trying to get it all fucking accomplished. The accusations of my soul ruminate through my mind. Say hello. All my fellas.
Well, as you put it. Two different playable characters. You alternate between them.
I get a little lonely sometimes when I accept that most of my divulgers in life have been through art and temporary people that didn't even have the luster of wanting to live their life in their eyes. There's no way I'm a bad person. It's not possible. This is nonsense, nonsensical justice of what is really going on. Take the chicken, roll it inside of mustard, huh? Dijon mustard. Roll that into everything bagel seasoning. Zero baby didn't know. I'm not crazy. I'm just lost in this dead world where nothing's really going on. I don't know what I'm doing. Ah, yeah. Voice acting for backstage.com. Do some fucking voice acting. Oh. What? It's impossible. You don't know your password. That's unfulfilling. Let's try it. I was a little kind of fucking scared, I'm not gonna lie. Well, they say that the website does not work well. That's not good, Ryder. How are you gonna become an actor and do voice acting? Runner was not filled with the death of his thoughts. He was filled with the limitations of what they brought. Because it was difficult to just focus.
Reiner's a non-monster bad guy. The world just got a little too quiet for him this time. What if I told you that 16 of the characters is a scary amount? Oh, yeah. I've actually met women that were so spiritual that their spirituality just led them to wanting to fuck a dude that had money. And now they have comfortable life as a wife and a mother. That's how powerful they were. They seduced people with sex. Shit. Oh. What's up? I'm a handsome fella. It's true. But I'm also insane. But I can sit there and do the acting gig. Probably, potentially. I suppose so. Probably didn't know this, but I have quite the character hidden behind my voice. My eyes aren't bad to look at either. I think I'm quite a funny guy. Reiner King. Self-indulged by the rampant attacks of narcissists and other wicked animals trying to seduce his brain of sickness and weakness, forged himself into the divine empath. The Heoka. The Heoka King is just a, you know, what do you fucking call that? It's when you take two words and you combine them. Took that shit. Combine that shit. Because he's King. It's the last name. But he's also a Heoka. Uh-oh. Which one really even go? What's going on here? Credits, production time, Munich Singh, project name, Bad Weekend, Singer, oh god, websites and social media, I got fucking Facebook. Facebook. Go in there and get my URL. Because I'm sad because Heyoka King wanted to come in and say, hey everyone, I'm drinking this coffee. I'm feeling all right. But something went wrong. Hi, you. I know you. You're fucking Reiner. Up. You live inside of a strange world that makes much sense, I suppose. Tell me, Reiner, is this actually episode 4? This is how I fucking ramble. So, yeah. I totally didn't understand this, but like, what's up? Try to find the jobs around you. Try to find.